The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Greetings. And welcome to this meditation session that we will share together. And I'm a little bit fond of the word conspiracy, in that the root of the word comes from the word breathing, or like respire. So we who breathe together is a conspiracy. So here we are, our little conspiracy, to learn how to be free. And as the as a little introduction to this sitting, to go back to the metaphor of riding a bicycle, that if a person doesn't know how to ride a bicycle and is going to learn, there's a lot of attention on oneself, the bike, really tracking one's balance, tracking all the different things that have to be done with the feet and the hands, the positioning of the, especially the front wheel, and learning how to turn, and what way you turn the handles to turn the bike, and there's a lot of things, and it's wobbly and awkward, and if a person who's learning to ride the bike is focusing on the squirrels running around the trees, they're probably going to fall over. They don't know how to hold the balance and all that. And so the attention is appropriately kind of on oneself and what's going on. And then as they become more skilled at riding the bicycle, there doesn't need to be as much attention on themselves, and become still maybe a little bit here. But as they continue to get more and more skilled, at some point they're able to ride the bicycle safely and also be able to enjoy the view and look at the squirrels in the trees. And it becomes second nature to ride a bicycle. And the person doesn't need any conscious, intentional focus on their own body, their balance, themselves as the operator of the bicycle. And they don't have to be self-consciously thinking about what they need to do. And the whole realm of focus on oneself falls away. And in fact, part of the joy of riding a bicycle and the ease when it's second nature is that so much of self-concern can drop away. And a whole different dimension of being, of life, of being in the environment around you opens up that can't open up for the beginner who's so self-consciously or intentionally focused internally. And this metaphor of being able to be in life with self-consciousness falling away works very well for growing up. That as we grow up, there's times when it's very appropriate to have a lot of attention here and learning who we are and how we are in relationship with other people. But as we keep maturing and growing and developing, then at some point there's a letting go of needing to focus on oneself. That's intentional self-conscious concern and preoccupation. And meditation practice, as it develops and deepens, can be seen as enabling or supporting this continued maturation as an adult or as a human being, where self-conscious focus on oneself, the intentional tracking every little nuance of how we feel and our judgments and beliefs around it and expectations of what's supposed to be there, begins to fall away because we can just kind of, it's second nature to be with the breathing, to be in the present moment, to ride the wonderful bicycle of mindfulness and be able to enjoy all the different things that arise and pass as we sit without reference to me, myself, and mine. And this can be seen developmentally as a growth, a maturation into appropriate maturation, into a whole different way of being than it can be when we're a beginner riding a bike, or a young child who's really needing to learn who they are in relationship to other people. So the topic of today's meditation is this idea of not taking things personally. Every time that you do this meditation, that self-concern, self-preoccupation, self-judgment arises, you don't have to get rid of it. You just say to yourself, there's more. There's more. So you don't get limited by that. You don't get caught by it. Just, oh, there's more. And open to the wider aspect, the fuller aspect of who you are as a mature person, as a full person. Don't make yourself small by getting caught by the self-definition. They'll happen, of course. The self-judgments, the self-expectations, the measurement, oh, this is happening to me. Make yourself more. And one of the ways to do that in meditation is that whatever arises in meditation, say that you have a pain in your knee, don't say it's my pain. Just open and say the pain. If you're feeling sad or angry, don't say that I'm angry or I'm sad. Just there's sadness, there's anger. And kind of open wider than that. Any ways of limiting yourself with the concepts of thinking me, myself, and I. Just keep saying more. There's more here. That way you don't have to let go of it, but you also don't have to be limited by it. So to take a meditation posture and spend a little bit of time focusing on the posture and maybe moving around in a way that feels nice for you, kind of nice way of being in your body and moving your shoulders, and it's a way that feels good for the body, and maybe rocking back and forth, and then gently closing your eyes. And with your eyes closed, let the attention be inward in the body and establish a body posture that feels balanced. That feels that things are somewhat in harmony or aligned within you. And it's possible that for most of your life, you have breathed unselfconsciously. The breathing just does itself. And perhaps becoming aware of the edges of your breathing, the edges in your body, with the sensations, the outer edges of the sensations of breathing in your body. And if it makes sense to you, as you're aware of the outer edges of breathing, of the sensations of breathing, maybe in the rib cage or the sides of your rib cage, deep down low in your belly, there's back rib cage, maybe there's movements in your shoulder. And gently, if it's possible, be aware of that with the edges of your awareness. Kind of the peripheral awareness. So there isn't a tight attempt to be laser focused on anything. There's a soft focus. Open focus. Perhaps a gentling of the mind. And perhaps there can be a softening of any tension or pressure associated with being the agent, the doer, or the receiver of experience, or even the victim of what's happening. To soften and relax There's always more, wider. The world of experience is always more and wider and bigger than any little definition of self, of me, myself, and mine. And perhaps being again with the experience of breathing. And the idea even here, there's more. A more that allows you to open up more to the body breathing. And as much as we are grounded in our body, there's always more. The eyes closed, the body has soft edges to the environment around. The field of awareness can be vast and open. Not limited by any particular definition or any particular action or thought. More breathing. There's always more beyond the edges of what you're thinking. Thoughts themselves occur within a vast field of more. Beyond the edges of your thoughts, there's a wonderful openness available to you, a quiet, a stillness, a spaciousness. You don't limit yourself by your thoughts, but open to what's more. And in that more, perhaps the experience of breathing can in some kind of way expand outwards, open up into this vast more. Anytime you get caught in thought or feel like you get contracted or narrow or focused too much on something, you might say more. And open. And even the more, there's saying more, there's more than the more. There's always more than anything that you can self-consciously associate yourself with. And to relax opens, become quiet into that more than thoughts, more than feelings, more than body, more than breathing, more than any attempt to understand what's more. The more that is felt as you relax and let go. allowing yourself to be as you are, but at the same time, knowing that there's always more, not to be limited by anything, but to relax and open wider, beyond what is self-conscious, beyond what is self-definition, beyond any ideas or fixation, holding. Then as we come to the end of the sitting, that the more, there's always more, is an opening up into a wider world, is opening up beyond any limitation of our self-definition or the resistance and walls we put up. And there's also the more of our actions, the relaxed and open, the more that's a channel. It's a vehicle, it's a means with which how we feel and think and do for others can flow. The more that opens to the world of others, so that our open heart and our open mind and our open hands can be the means by which generosity flows from us to the wider world. The open mind and open heart is a means by which we care for that which is more than just ourselves. In a sense, to care for the wider world with the simplicity and the unself-consciousness in which we care for ourselves, perhaps. And may it be that as we go forth from this meditation, that we explore and act on, and how is it we can open up to the more of the world so that our generosity, our goodness, our love for the world and others can flow a little bit more fully for the next while, so that we're not limiting ourselves from generosity and love, but we open, we grow, we mature into the greater more, where caring for the world is a natural part of how we are, as natural as breathing. May it be that our meditation practice supports us to have hearts that care for the welfare and happiness of all beings. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be free.